six Wisconsin counties will not get federal public assistance after historic rainfall led to widespread flooding over the summer. It's Monday, October 27th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, Madison School District is set to break ground on an ambitious facilities renovation. And an in-depth look at young Republicans in Wisconsin following the assassination of conservative organizer Charlie Kirk. That's coming up right after this.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Governor Tony Evers says he'll appeal a Trump administration decision to deny public assistance for six Wisconsin counties that were impacted by a historic rainfall that led to widespread flooding in August. Evan Casey has more.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency approved a request for individual assistance last month, but Thursday, the agency denied a request from Governor Tony Evers for federal help paying for repairs to public infrastructure. Evers says that will delay recovery efforts in Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said the county had around $22 million in damage.
Today's action by the Trump administration will send us back even further. It will delay progress in our recovery efforts from this natural disaster, and it will place a financial burden solely on local taxpayers.
A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson said the damage was not, quote, beyond the capabilities of the local governments to recover. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
At 9 a.m., tune into WPR's Wisconsin Today for a discussion with Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow. Farrow, a Republican, says his county has over $2 million in public infrastructure damage from the storm. He supports an appeal of the Trump administration's decision. The U.S. Senate is advancing the nomination of Milwaukee attorney Rebecca Tableson for a key federal appeals court vacancy. Tableson is a Milwaukee prosecutor picked by President Donald Trump to sit on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. That's a Chicago-based federal court that covers three states, including Wisconsin. She received a party-line cloture vote in the Senate, which ended debate, and advances her to a final confirmation vote today. Wisconsin's two senators were split on the vote. Republican Ron Johnson supported Tableson's nomination from the beginning and voted yes to move her forward. But Democrat Tammy Baldwin opposed her nomination. She cited Tableson's confirmation hearing when she would not say whether the court case establishing same-sex marriage was well decided. With Madison's population projected to grow by 100,000 residents by 2050, the school district is looking ahead. WPR's Jenny Peek has more on plans to replace aging school buildings.
Madison School District is set to break ground on an ambitious facilities renovation. It's part of a plan to become a destination school district. That means having high-quality curriculum and the facilities to deliver it. With that goal in mind, the district is rebuilding five middle schools in the next several years. Scott Shehack is the facilities director with the schools.
We're not going to sit back and let other districts start taking our students. It's purposeful. Like, we want to make sure you're in Madison, you come to Madison schools, you grow up, you feed back to this community and this city. We're doing that.
Recent referendums have funded upgrades at both the high schools and now middle schools. And Shehack says the district will need to go back to voters to fund future expansions. Jenny Peek, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Madison paddling shop that was slated to close at the end of this year is now likely to stay open with new ownership. Darren Bush has worked at Rutabaga Paddle Sports since 1990 and owned it since 2007. after a serious heart attack led him to reevaluate his priorities. Last month, he announced plans to close the shop and become a hospice chaplain. In an interview with WPR's The Larry Mueller Show, Bush said he's still changing careers, but he's open to selling the shop to someone who shares his values.
If it's a couple of private equity bros that want to play thing, nope, sorry, you're not going to keep it going the way that I want it to go. I'm not concerned about that because the kind of people that are interested in this are interested because of the community that Rutabaga has created, and they want to carry that on.
Rutabaga Paddle Sports is a WPR business sponsor. After the break, young Republicans played a big role in the 2024 election. A look at what's motivating them headed into 2026. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is cheering you on.
Who wants to see some ski jumping?
The way I throw my ball, it was so slow that the pin boy just about fell asleep before it hit.
I got icicles on my eyebrows right now. That's why I love broomball.
I can teach him how to be a hockey player, and he can teach me how to play curling.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
There's a new generation of conservatives in Wisconsin who pushed college campuses to the right in November's presidential election. Now they say they're working to keep that momentum going, even as they grieve the death of Charlie Kirk, one of their movement's most prominent voices. Rich Kramer reports.
On a warm October night, around a dozen members of the University of Wisconsin-River Falls College Republicans gather around a large table in a small student center conference room. With an image of President Donald Trump projected on a screen behind them, they take turns sharing what their first executive orders would be if elected president.
I'd like to make housing cheaper for first-time home buyers.
I would make the United States official recognition of only two genders, no more, no less.
My name's Caden, and my first executive order would be to have no pineapple on pizza.
Oh, get out of town.
The group discusses a wide range of topics, from the Trump administration's recent guidance on Tylenol to the federal government shutdown, which had just started. For these 20-something conservatives, Trump is the Republican Party. The group's Nick Jacobs, who also chairs the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans, says Gen Z likes Trump's style, and he doesn't see them voting for someone like Mitt Romney again.
We enjoy saying it how it is. We enjoy being sort of open and maybe a bit brash and not trying to dance around the difficult questions and just answering them.
Another major force behind the young conservative movement that coincided with Trump's takeover of the Republican Party is a group called Turning Point USA. The River Falls students were holding their first meeting since the nonprofit's founder, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated.
Did anyone watch the memorial service for Charlie Kirk?
I watched part of it. Yeah. I'm still working.
His wife's speech.
I know, yeah.
It was incredible.
Kirk was a leading voice for Gen Z conservatives who organized on college campuses across the country since 2012. River Falls senior Issa Blatt says Kirk had a huge impact on her as she transitioned from her center-left phase sophomore year.
Charlie was a larger-than-life man, and I felt like really strongly connected to him and the movement, just fighting for the basic principles of America, fighting for freedom, freedom of expression.
There are numbers to back up this rightward shift in young people. Marquette University Law School researcher John Johnson saw it in November election results from voting wards next to several Wisconsin colleges.
And it was about 4 percentage points more in the wards closest to the major college campuses in the state. So it's real, and it's happening among college students as well as non-college students.
Among Democrats, there are differing opinions on what that all means. UW-Whitewater senior and head of College Democrats of Wisconsin, Evelyn Schmidt, says the party's data shows they added youth votes for Democrats and helped reelect Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin.
And so that tells me, like, we did our job. The problem was, right, was that the Republicans mobilized people who wouldn't usually vote and would just stay home.
But longtime Democratic consultant Joe Sapecki says the Democratic Party is partly to blame for losing these voters. He says Trump and groups like Turning Point have successfully exploited what he calls grievance politics to connect with young men.
And it cost the Democratic Party in 2024 when we came up short in all of the battleground states.
Whether that shift transfers into next year's midterm elections is a big question. Most Republicans running statewide have struggled when Trump isn't on the ballot.
You ready for a new governor in Wisconsin?
When Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany launched his campaign for governor in late September, he was joined at the event by Blett and Jacobs from UW-River Falls.
It will be very interesting in 2026 to see the turnout we get on college campuses. I can guarantee you I will be on the college campuses around the state of Wisconsin.
Tiffany says people his age didn't fully appreciate Kirk's influence before he was killed. Since Kirk's death, Turning Point says the number of high school and college chapters has more than doubled. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And taking a look at weather, mostly sunny and breezy today. The high is expected to reach the mid-50s north and 60s south. Winds could reach upwards of 16 miles per hour. And then tonight, partly cloudy. Lows could reach the mid-30s north and 40s south. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy to the north and east, but even cloudier west and south. It could be also breezy with a 30% chance of light rain or drizzle far west and southwest. Temperatures are likely to reach in the mid-50s in most areas. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Sean Johnson. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.